We'll be reading you tonight Mark chapter 10, verse 17 through 22. Now as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come take up your cross and follow me." But he was sad at these words, and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Good afternoon. What a privilege to be standing here before you this evening. Well, thank Keith for singing that song, "Heaven Will Surely Be Worth It." I don't know if you think about that often. I know I do. As we sung that song, a few things should have come to your mind. There's a high cost for access into heaven. And there are many sacrifices faithful Christians must often make. And if you are faithful, the glories of heaven and what has come for those who remain faithful will surely be worth it. The song proclaims that the rewards will surely be worth whatever the cost. Apostle Paul talked about that in Romans 8:18. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." He also wrote to the Corinthians, "For our lighter afflictions, which about is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not are eternal." The apostles were picked by Jesus, and they suffered greatly. Persecution, stoning. Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and he said, "For our light," and 2 Corinthians 4:17, "For our light afflictions, which is but a moment, is working for..." Apostle Paul wrote about to the Corinthians about the apostles. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9 through 13. "For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last of men condemned to death, for we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour we both hunger and thirst. With our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the word, the offscouring of all things until now." Heaven will surely be worth it. Yes. But it never hurts to be reminded of this occasionally. You know, we get in our daily lives and we might put blinders on. But there is a cost of discipleship. It's the verse that Monty read, the young ruler. There's no indication that he had self-righteous motives when he asked Jesus what he must do to gain eternal life. We see that Jesus loved him when he said, "Do the commandments." And the young ruler said, I've kept the commandments all my life. But we're not sure he understood exactly what eternal life was. And possibly he heard Jesus preaching about it. And so he wanted to know, what must I do? Of course, Jesus said, go and sell all. And he was sad. There was a cost. But we must, if we're going to follow Jesus and take up our cross, Jesus must come first before oneself. In Luke 9:23, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. If we're following Jesus, we must give up family as well. We'll love them less than we love Jesus. We must give up anything in the world that would keep us from following Christ. That's a hard thing to think about sometimes. If you have a job that keeps you from coming to worship service on Sunday, are you willing to give that up so that you could be here? Are you willing to give up golfing or fishing to come to worship service on Sunday? We must be willing to suffer for Christ. We must be willing to bear our own crosses. Luke 14. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. We're not expected to carry the same cross that Christ carried. But we have our burdens that we carry. What my burdens are may not be what yours are, and vice versa. Living in the ungodly world that we live in, we might find that following Christ sometimes involves ridicule and persecution. You see in 2 Timothy, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The persecution might be physical. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. The persecution might be verbal. Luke 6, verse 27. But I say to you who hears, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. There are the things that we must endure for Christ's sake. And we must suffer through personal weakness. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Apostle Paul, I discipline my body and bring it in subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Disappointment by brethren who fail to do their duty to God. We know the Apostle Paul felt the weakness of the brethren. And it's thought that he suffered like Christ. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29, who is weak and I'm not weak? Who is made stumble and I do? Who is made to stumble and I do not burn with indignation? We might suffer as well. Those who neglect their service, those with irregular attendance, it's hard to depend on those if you don't regularly come. Those who are unwilling to serve, that puts extra burden on the ones who do. And there's those who murmur and hinder the efforts. But even if we're blessed to escape such things, we might still suffer, you know, promoting the cause of Christ. You know, sometimes we're alone, or a few with little help. Sometimes in difficult places where people, you know, don't appreciate your efforts. Yes, discipleship can be costly. As the song suggested that we sung, we're often hindered, burdened with trials, toils, and tears, and many heartaches. But the Lord tells us through His Word, heaven will surely be worth it. We can expect the rewards of discipleship as well. From the pen of Paul, a man who endured such hardship, wrote in 2 Corinthians, verse 11, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak a fool, I am more. In labor more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequently, in deaths often, from the Jews 5 times received 40 stripes, 3 times he was beaten with rods, he was stoned, he was shipwrecked, but yet he still looked forward to a house not made with hands. He looked forward for the riches of God's grace, even though he suffered greatly. He looked forward to a glorious transformation and a crown of righteousness. And he looked for that heavenly kingdom." From the pen of Peter, he looked forward to an inheritance imperishable, undefiled, reserved in heaven. He looked for a new heaven and a new earth, which righteous dwells in. When Peter spoke of salvation, 1 Peter 1:6-9, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, might be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, that they had not seen, though now that you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible, with full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Peter wrote to the Christians of his day, they were to obey their masters, their taskmasters. They were to obey those who treated them well and those who treated them harshly. They were to endure it. Today, are we willing to suffer through these type of things? Apostle John wrote, while he was exiled, a man who suffered tribulation, he wrote in Revelation 1:9, "I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." He suffered. He was exiled. But he was blessed. He was shown the bliss of those who were triumphed over tribulations. He was shown the destiny of the redeemed, who will be forever with God, those who are faithful. Can there be any comparison to our suffering today compared to the eternal bliss that we will realize if we're faithful? We're told that if we're faithful, when He is revealed, Jesus, that we will have exceeding joy. heaven will surely be worth it. We've read some words of those like Paul and Peter and John. What would they say if we could speak to them today? Would they say heaven is surely worth it? The suffering? What if some of those could come back who were not going to heaven? Would they say heaven would be worth it? I believe they would all tell us that heaven is worth it. Whatever the cost of following Jesus is in this life, we should look at those words of that song and the promise of the Holy Scripture and be reminded of the comforts that the faithful will have. And it should help us to persevere. In conclusion here, I want to read this verse from Hebrews 10. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Will heaven surely be worth it for you? With the suffering, be worth going to heaven? The young ruler was asked to sell all he had and give to the poor and follow Jesus. Are you willing to give your all for Jesus? If you have any need, please, let's stand and come forward if you need.